Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English Podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. It is not for a believing man or woman, when Allah and His Messenger decree a matter, to have any other choice in that matter. Indeed, whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has clearly gone far astray. Al-Ahzab 36. O best nation brought forth for mankind, is the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam not one nation distinct from all others? Isn't its division regarding fasting and breaking the fast a perpetuation of its disunity and a tearing apart of its unity? Do you not realize that the regimes in Muslim countries are keen on perpetuating division among Muslims regarding fasting and breaking the fast? Have you not wondered why the religious authorities, ifta departments in Muslim countries, have abandoned the fatwa issued by the Islamic Research Academy at Al-Azhar and removed it from their websites? That fatwa affirmed the unity of fasting and breaking the fast in Muslim countries, stating that if the crescent moon is sighted in one country, then fasting and breaking the fast become obligatory for all Muslims in accordance with the saying of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, صوموا لرؤيته وافطروا لرؤيته فإن غبي عليكم فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30. Observe Sawm, fasting on sighting the crescent, and terminate it on sighting it, the new moon. But if the sky is cloudy before you, then complete the number 30 days of the month, narrated by Al-Bukhari. O best nation brought forth for mankind, Hizb al-Tahrir has adopted the unity of fasting and breaking the fast, acting upon the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, صوموا لرؤيته وافطروا لرؤيته. Observe Sawm, fasting on sighting the crescent, and terminate it on sighting it, the new moon, narrated by Al-Bukhari. This Sharia ruling, which reflects the true nature of the Muslim Ummah as one nation distinct from all others, has been adopted. However, the agent regimes and their mouthpieces fight against this call for unity among Muslims in their fasting and breaking of the fast, and are keen to perpetuate division among them. They have even gone so far as to describe Hizb al-Tahrir's call for unity in fasting and breaking the fast as a call for division. This is the way of criminals, to cloak falsehood in the guise of truth. وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not mix truth with falsehood, or hide the truth knowingly. Al-Baqarah 42. O people of the Blessed Land, the Palestinian Authority, treacherous to Allah and His Messenger, has mobilized its mouthpieces, deployed its security forces, and its governors have issued statements of threat and intimidation, vowing to strike with an iron fist. This comes after Hizb al-Tahrir announced the sighting of the crescent moon of Shawwal based on a valid and Shari'i sighting. Why all this mobilization? Why don't we see it directed against the corrupt officials within the Palestinian Authority who are wreaking havoc? Why don't we see its governors threatening the settlers with an iron fist as they attack the people of Palestine, burning their homes and mosques, confiscating their lands and uprooting their trees? Instead, its security forces cower in their lairs at every move made by those upon whom Allah's wrath falls and their settler mobs. O best nation brought forth for mankind, what your enemies fear most is your unity. Therefore, they strive to tear our ummah apart and divide its people, for it is through this division that they shed our blood, desecrate our sacred sites, and plunder our wealth. Is not the closure of Al-Aqsa Mosque and the prevention of prayer there due to the absence of Islam and the disunity of the ummah? Wasn't Gaza destroyed and its people starved and still under siege due to the absence of Islam and the disunity of the ummah? Are not Lebanon and Iran under bombardment and destruction due to the absence of Islam and the disunity of the ummah? After all this, is it not time for the Islamic ummah and its armies to unite as one under one leader to unify their ranks and bring their word together? O best nation brought forth for mankind, إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص. Surely Allah loves those who fight in His cause in solid ranks, as if they were one concrete structure, a saf four. So how can this be achieved? How can the Muslim Ummah fight its enemies as one united front, like a solid structure? Is this possible under the rule of Al Saud, the Jordanian rulers, the Sisi regime, and so on? Is it possible for us to be like a solid structure when Muslims are not united in their celebration of Eid and Ramadan? O our beloved brothers and sisters, for Allah's sake, Hizb al-Tahrir calls upon you to unite in your fasting and breaking of the fast, and to unite your armies in fighting your enemy. Hizb al-Tahrir calls upon you to liberate yourselves from subservience to America and the West, which has brought humiliation, disgrace, and division upon the Muslims. Hizb al-Tahrir is working among you to establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood, which will unite your word and through which you will uphold your deen and carry its message of goodness and guidance to the worlds, bring them out of the darkness of capitalism into the light of Islam. This is our call, and it is the call of Allah and His Messenger to the believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your hearts to this good so that you may respond to the command of Allah and His Messenger, in which lies your life, your salvation, and the pleasure of your Lord. May Allah accept your fasting and acts of worship. May Allah bless your Eid. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walirrasul idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. Wa'alamu anna Allah yahulu bainal mar'i wa qalbihi wa annahu ilayhi tuhsharun. واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life, and know that Allah stands between a person and their heart, and that to Him you will all be gathered. Beware of a trial that will not only affect the wrongdoers among you, and know that Allah is severe in punishment. Al-Anfal 24-25. Hizb al-Tahrir, the Blessed Land, Palestine.